Hello everyone. Welcome to the School Tea. As you can see, I made a change. I went from the Big Kids Feelings podcast to the School Tea podcast because I'm trying to come up with a name where the people who can benefit from the podcast the most will be able to see it. You know, if it's being advertised, if it pops up on their feed. So, hopefully it'll catch those that it need to catch right away, because you know a lot of things are visionary, and I'm battling with the names to try to figure out a way to get the information over to the people I think would benefit the most from this information. So hopefully this is the last name change. But you know, sometimes you have to play around until you finally find your, you know. So that's where we at right now. Today is February the 9th, 2021. The time is 11:31 a.m. East Coast time. I'm in South Florida. For this episode, I wanted to discuss something that I normally don't hear anyone talking about. What happened is that I was doing the weekly checkup with my son that's in Massachusetts, and he was talking about the weather, and he was like, "Mom, guess what?" I said, "What?" He said, "You never guess what happened." I said, "Please tell me what happened." Go ahead. He said, "Someone stole my Sorel boots. Someone stole my son's snow boot out of his dorm closet." And I'm telling you, one thing for sure, when you send children to college, you have to be ready for almost any and everything. And I'm pacing myself, because when your children are home, you're more in a position to be in control. When they're away, there's things that are out of your control. So learning to deal with things being out of your control is something you're going to have to learn to deal with once your children go away to college. And I sat there and I was thinking to myself, how could a child allow this to happen? I know he's 19, but in my eye, he's still a child. He will be a child until he's able to take care of himself and he could pay all of his own bills. And apparently he's still a child, because it might have been some sort of naive on his part that brought the situation, because there's no other way that you could allow somebody to come in your dorm and in your snow boots, go missing, and you're from South Florida, and this is your first time having to really deal with that type of snow in Massachusetts. So, and I started to think, like, what has happened in the past to get this child to this point where he would allow for someone to steal his boots out of his dorm? And I really started thinking about it, and I wasn't shocked, because he attended a prep school where you can easily walk down the halls of the school and you will find backpacks. Starting with the lower school, there will be backpacks laid out on the floor, whether it's the lower school, the middle school, or the upper school. Children will lay their instruments, phones, iPads. The school requires each child to have a laptop. So you could find anything on the floor and without any worries. And I'm assuming that my son thought that he could do the same thing when he went away to college, because in the back of his mind, maybe he was thinking that he was still in his preparatory school. So That really shocked me. I wasn't mad. I was more shocked that someone would steal his boots, because Sorel boots are not cheap. And prior to him going to college, I made a list, and the boots were at the top of the list, because I know this was going to be his first time coming across snow. You know, and now him complaining about the weather change and how it gets dark at 4:30, along with not having his boots, is another complaint that I have to hear for a child who's on his second semester freshman year in Massachusetts. So, but I told him I'm not replacing the boots. I know some people might be like, oh, why you hurry up and get this child some boots? No. It was his responsibility to keep his items safe and keep that door closed. And this is the child who's a people person. He will talk to everyone. And I could only imagine people in and out of his dorm room. So I don't know what to tell him. I basically told him that he's going to be responsible for replacing his boots when he come back home, because we just don't have it like that. I really tried to be serious, but I couldn't help it because I can't say I was really, I was a little shocked, but I had to laugh, because sometimes they say you have to laugh to keep yourself from crying. And he got to the point where he was like, oh, you know, I don't think I really, really need them at this point. So I'm not making a big deal about the boots. I say, well, my pocket's making a big deal because I'm the one who spent my money. And your mother doesn't have it like that. So so that was my little week with this child of mine. So I have to tell you a tip that many parents don't get or don't hear about, that's not discussed when your child go off to college. It's talk to your children about, you know, protecting their stuff, clothes, shoes. You know, some of them just like to leave their wallets laying around. So, you know, make sure, you know, before your child go off to college, you get them a safe. And, you know, you explain to him, you can't be letting people in and out your dorm rooms. And I know that's hard, because I have many times been on the phone with my son. Sometimes he'll be walking around the dorm, and sometimes he'll just say he's sitting in his dorm, and I hear a whole bunch of other children in the background. So at this point, he doesn't really know who stole his boots, and he can't accuse anyone of stealing his boots unless they see his boots. And it could simply been someone who doesn't even live in the dorm, you know? So that's my tip for today. Make sure you get your child a safe, and you explain to them you can't let everyone in and out your dorm rooms, just like you can't let everyone in and out your house. All right. Thank you for listening. Peace out.